In our last class, we saw the idea of I am Sat, I am Chit, I am Ananda. Then the Sat Chit Ananda is the same nature of Tat Pada and Tvam Pada. Tat Pada we speak about as Brahman, or the all-pervading self that is found in this jagat. Or we can say the self of Ishvara. Anyways, we say, but that is the lakshyartha of tattva. And tvampada, that same Satchidananda, in tvampada, in tvampada is Atma. It is my inner nature. Now, how is it that I am this Satchidananda? That also is. And that is, if the Tatpada and Tvampada were separate, meaning if the Atma and Brahman were separate, then Atma loses its very definition of that which can, that which is a self of all. That is the meaning of Atma. That which is the self of all, it loses that meaning. Because it is a self, but not for all. It is not for Brahman, because it's not there in Brahman. And then Brahman loses its all-pervasiveness. We say Brahman is that which is vast. Vast means that which pervades everything. But it is not there in. So therefore, they too have to be one. They cannot be separate. Then the other idea was that Brahman and Atman are seen different because of the different upadhis. Because the upadhi of Brahman is Ishvara, so therefore Ishvara is, you know, all-knowing, all-pervasive, all-powerful. And I am, the Atma has the upadhi of Jiva. So therefore, I feel limited, not fully knowing, and limited power. So in this way, the upadhi gives the distinction to Atma and Brahma. But what we have to do? We have to use the process of Jahat Ajahat. Retain that which is my nature, and discard that which is false. That which changes, I discard. That which is constant, I retain. In this process of contemplation, then I'm left with my nature. So we saw that. And also the second last shloka we started seeing, 27. Upashanta jagat jiva shishya charyeshwara brahmam. So the Brahma has become upashanta. Upashanta means have become quietened. The Brahma is no longer bothering us. And there are five Brahmas that Lakshmidhar Kavi pointed out. Jagat, Jiva, Shishya, Acharya, and Ishvara. So when we talk about Jagat, again, that is talking about Tatpada. So in Tatpada, Ishvara comes. So what is the Jagat? I come to know. And who is the Ishvara? That also. Likewise, who taught me about Ishvara? Guru, Acharya. So, the teacher who taught me about Ishvara is also part of this Brahma. So when I come to know, I know that I am not a Shishya and I don't have a Guru. And there is no Ishvara, there is no Jiva. And Jagat is merely false. Everything is seemingly real. This Brahma has become Upashat. The delusion has gone away. Now, when can this delusion truly go away? This delusion can truly go away when we give up the body, when the Upadhi has been dropped. So, here the idea is of Videha Mukti Avastha. During the state of dropping the body and taking the final samadhi, where there is no coming back for the first, for the jiva. So that is the Upashanti. But when it is not, Svatasiddham Anadyantam Paripurnam Aham Mahaha. But in the realm of duality, I know. Svataha Siddham is self-evident. So in Jivan Mukti Avastha, this Brahma is there and I am able to know this. But at the same time, I also know my true nature, which is self-evident. Svatasiddham and anadi antam. So without a beginning and without an end. Paripurnam, complete. There is no break, there is no stop in this atma. That is me, aham. And that is Mahaha. That is this great vast reality. And so the point here is, two things have been mentioned. What is Jivan Mukti and what is Videha Mukti? In Jivan Mukti, the person who has disidentified with all the Brahma, Jiva, Jagat, Shishya, Acharya, Ishvara, the one who has disidentified with them still knows that they are Brahma. And they have to transact with the Brahma. Because the mind, the very mind which is causing the functioning, is still there, it is present. We say it is false mind. It is no longer the same bound Vishayi mind. Still, it is the mind. It will remember duality. It will remember all the past experiences of duality. However, the knowledge is there, and that knowledge tells that all of this is Brahma. So the Upashanti has not happened in the state of Jivana. That is a difference. And this point, Swayam Prakashati ji says, is quoted by Sarvajnatamuni. So he quotes Sarvajnatamuni where he says, what is this idea? So he says, Jivan Mukti Tavadasti Pratitehe द्वैत छाया तत्र चास्ति प्रतीते है। द्वैत छाया डुअलिटी, छाया मीन्स शैडो, शैडो ऑफ डुअलिटी, प्रतीते है इज अपियरिंग। सो इट इज लाइक you know, you get a best mom or a best dad award by your children, but you never saw that as a position to acquire. Because for you, that is your love, that is your you know, relation, that you never saw it that I needed recognition. So when somebody recognizes you, you know that recognition is false, that means nothing. Because what is more important is the love that I have for children. Right? So likewise, when somebody attains this Jivan Mukti, then for them somebody says, okay, now you are Jivan Mukta, or for them to see the duality, they will not be enticed by it. For the sake of the world, they may engage in that duality. And certain things you cannot get rid of. Body is going to ask for food. So you cannot say, okay, now I'm Jivan Mukta, I should not feel hungry. Not possible. Body will have the need. Jivan Mukta can say to the body, hunger is not justified at the moment. Time for sadhana. That nigraha, that control will be there. But the recognition of duality also is there. So that's what he's saying is Jivan Mukti hi tavadasti pratitehe dvaita chaya tatra chasti pratitehe. द्वैत छाया रक्षणायास्ति लेशः, there is a small amount of protection of this duality is there. Appearance, it is not really a protection of duality, it is merely an appearance to stay in the duality. तस्मिन् अर्थे स्वानुभूतिः प्रमाणम्। And in that regards, personal self-experience is the means. Meaning, we ourselves know what? We know that I am the Satchidananda Swarupa, yet I have to go through this duality. Because the body I have, the upadhi I have, they function only in duality. They don't function anywhere else. So I have to work with them. Then the shloka continues is that Tasma Jivan Mukti Rupena Vidwan Arabdhanam Karmanam Bhogasiddhyai. So by this Jivan Mukti Rupa, meaning by living this life of Jivan Mukti, Vidwan Arabdhanam Karmanam Bhogasiddhi Stitva. So by establishing oneself in the karma, meaning by performing whatever the actions that are there in life, whatever the daily actions, whatever ashrama one is, and whatever other things are in life, performing those actions with diligence, without fear that I will become I will gain papa, or I will acquire punya. So without worrying about all of that, bhogam dvantagandham, the gandham, the smell, which is the ignorance, the dvantagandham, bhogam prasutam, bhuktva, atyantam yati kaivalyam ante. And at the end, the person attains kaivalya. When all these bhogas have been enjoyed, not enjoyed as a sensual person, not enjoyed to make oneself happy, but bhoga basically means that I have to live through them. So, prarabdham pushyati vapu. That's how our scripture says. Pushyati, you'll go through the prarabdha. So, this ignorance, one merely goes through, and once all the prarabdha is exhausted, kaivalyam yati ante, and at the end they attain that kaivalya, and that is called as videha mukti. So we know the idea of jivan mukti, videha mukti. This is the point of the shloka. But one who is established in this now. So one is, we have to get established in this knowledge. Okay. Thus, having explained, now the text is concluded by that. So the text about Advaita Makarinda is over. But he adds a little more by giving Ashirvada. He gives a reasoning for composing this, or who composed the text, and those who are interested, what should they do? So in this way, he gives an ashirvachana, like a blessing to all the readers. Who? Lakshmi Dharka. So this is Lakshmi Dharka giving, and then Swayam Prakashati is just giving his commentary here. And then Swayam Prakashati ji gives his concluding verses also. So first let's chant shloka number 28. Lakshmi dharakave suktihi sharadam bhoja sambhrataha. Advaita makarandoyam vidvad prungair nipiyatam lakshmi dharakave suktihi sharadam bhoja sambhrataham advaita makarandoyam vitvad brungair nipiyatam. So, who is the author of the text? Lakshmi Dhara, Grantha Kartrinam. So, this is the writer of the text, Lakshmi Dhara. Who is this Lakshmi Dhara? So, Lakshmi Dhara only says, Kavihi. So, Kavi means poet. But Swayam Prakashati ji gives an extra meaning to that Kavi. Kavihi means Sarvajna, one who knows everything. And by Sarvajna also means Krantadarshi, one who has the vision or ability to know past and future. That is Krantadarshi. Again, the idea of Krantadarshi also is very simple. You know, like how we know everything about our children. Like you can tell what your child is doing and what the child will do next. Because we have observed their life so intimately that we know what they are thinking also. At least that's how sometimes I feel with my parents. They tell me, and in my mind I think, okay, that is correct. But now I cannot admit you are correct. Then otherwise, then they will say, I got you now. Ego, that's all. So the point is, see, the Kranta Darshi is a very simple thing. Is when we dwell our life in certain aspect so long, we come to know everything. In that same way, one who has dwelt in this Atma Tattva, and everything that the Jiva will do is clearly understood. Everything the Jiva did also is clearly known. That is the what we call as siddhi one gets of becoming a Jivan. So that's what Swami Prakashati is saying, is this Lakshmi Dharaka, we do not think of him as just a train poet who sings on the train and gets his earning. He's not like that. He's a Kranta Darshi. So Lakshmi Dharakavehe, of Lakshmi Dharakavi, Suktihi. Suktihi, Suktihi. Sukti means composition, but Sukti means, Su means well, Ukti means spoken. So the words which are spoken very graciously, very meaningfully, in a deep essence, that is what is the idea of Sukti. So this Sukti of Lakshmi Dharakavi is like Sharada Ambhoja Sambhrutaha. Is prepared Sambhrutaha Sharada Ambhoja. So Sharada means Sharadritu, the autumn. Right? And Ambhoja means, Ambha means water, Ja means born. So lotus. So lotus born from the water in the season of autumn. So it is supposed to give even more beauty to those goddesses. So Sambhrutaha is prepared like that. So these shlokas, these 27, 28 verses of Advaita Makaranda should be seen as these autumn lotus creation. What are they? So he says, it is Advaita Makarandaha Ayam. So Ayam means this, but this here means this Brahma Rasa. What is this Brahma Rasa? Is Makarandaha, is the honey of Advaita. So non-dual nectar, non-dual immortality honey. This rasam, you cannot just, you should not abuse this rasa by mixing it with tea and then drinking. that is a waste of that rasa. Because we try to make the tea beautiful, so we put the honey in there. He says, nipiyatam. You drink the honey right there. Don't mix the honey with the world, the samsara, and then drink. Just the entire thing, that entire essence, you draw out of it. Take it. Why should I take it? You will take it if you are a vidvat brungaihi. Vidvat brungaha. Brungaha means bee. Bee, what kind of bee? Vidwan. You are a wise, a contemplative, a seeker of truth, seeker of knowledge. And since you are like that, you must continue. And it is not just once. Nipiyatam, again and again, again and again. Go through this and enjoy the nectar of non-duality. In this way, Lakshmidhar Kavi says, I have ended. So we are also saying that we will continue to enjoy this rasa, either going back to Advaita Makaranda, studying again, or in different form, different fashion, we will try and study Advaita, the knowledge of Advaita. Okay. Now that having concluded, Swayam Prakash Ji does his conclusion. I don't know, do you have these shlokas that we are going to discuss?
That Sanskrit and English, you said? PDF.
Yes.
Yeah, you sent it, Dhirenji. It says Advaita Makaranda, Sanskrit and English.
Okay, so that does that have it?
I'm looking. In the end, Advaita Makaranda Rasabhivyanjikakruta, that one?
Yes.
Yeah. So at the end, it is there.
Okay. Yes. So there should be 8 shlokas there.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll just follow along. We'll not do read and follow because these are simple ones. Yeah, they're simple. So we'll chant together. Advaita makarandasya rasabhi vyanjika kritam swayam prakashayatina purushottama shasanat. So rasabhi vyanjika, rasa abhivyanjika. So this is the name rasabhi vyanjika of the commentary by Swayam Prakashita. And Abhivyanjika basically means is that commentary on Advaita Makaranda. So of Advaita Makaranda, this commentary has been created, has been done. By who? Swayam Prakashita. By Swayam Prakashita ji. Why did he do this? So, 2 ways we can look at it. Purushottama shasana, shasanat. Shasana means by the order of Purushottama. So, by the order of the Ishvara, he did this. or by the order by the order doesn't mean that, you know, Bhagwan came to him and then gave an order, but out of love for God or out of that reverence for God, he did this. So Purushottama Shasanat. Another way is Purushottama Shasanat means in order to guide, in order to teach Purushottama, meaning those best beings who have turned towards this knowledge, to guide them, to teach them. So they are also Purushottama. So in this way, this commentary has been created by or done by Swayam Prakash. Next. Brahmananda rasaswadam ichchadbhir vibhudhottamaihi rasabhi vyanjika hyesham parishilya sadadarat. So parishilya, let's start with that. Parishilya means follow, to bring that into our consideration. Parishilya, what? Hesha Rasabhivinjika. This commentary along with the shlokas by Lakshmidhar Kavi, one should always follow. Parishilya, sada, always. Adarat, with great reverence, with great respect, one should go through this Advaita Makranda. But for whom? By whom should this be done? By Vibhudha Uttamaihi. Uttamaihi, the great Vibhudha, the great scholars, the great people who are using their intellect to reason out why they are Brahma. Not simply that faith, taking in something simply by faith and not questioning. I'm not saying that having that faith is wrong, but that faith is questioned with conviction. To grow that faith more, that is the. So Vibhudha Uttamaihi, meaning those scholars, those great thinkers, by them, Brahmananda rasaswada ichchadbhi, those who are desiring rasaswada, the taste of the essence of what is Brahmananda. So these scholars, these great thinkers, these noble souls, they want this Brahmananda rasa, and they are ready to put forth all the effort, then they should parishilya. They should go through this rasabhivyanjika, the Advaita Makaranda commentary also, with great reverence. What will this do? What will this do? What does rasabhivyanjika do? Tapatrayarka santaptam mokshakama mudasaham rasabhi vyanjika ganga magna bhavata sattamaham. Tapatraya, Arka. So Arka means the sun. Sun, which is scorching. Right? Sun, which will always, when it is out, it will, burn us. So Tapa. But this Tapa is different. Tapa Traya. So three types of Tapa. Right? Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, and Adhidehika. So these three Tapas, one who is Santapta, one who has been scorched by the sun of the samsara. Then what should they do? These people are moksha kamaha. They're desiring for moksha. And they recognize that I'm being scorched by these tapatraya. Whereas others who are ignorant, they're also scorched by the sun. But you know what they say? They say, I'm having a nice suntan. So I'm getting baked. Let me get baked. That is the difference. And here, one who is getting baked is feeling the tension. I don't want to be, there's a very nice verse by Yudhishthira during that Yaksha Prashna, where he says, I forget the whole shloka, but Yudhishthira says that there's this big kadhai, and in this kadhai, the instrument that is thrown, that is cooked, that we are that. And the ladle or the spoon that is used to stir is the day and night. The day and night. And the kadhai is this jagat. So in this way, time goes by and we feel that that's the nature. But one who understands that this is not the way to be, then that's what they do. They say, I have had enough. Moksha kamaha. Mudasaha. Also wanting happiness. Saha along with happiness. Moksha kamaha. What are they doing? What should they do? Rasabhivyanjika ganga magna. They immerse themselves. They submerge themselves into this ganga of rasabhivyanjika. Because what they say is that if you immerse yourself in ganga, then all your sins are washed away. That's how we say. But when we come out of Ganga, the sins are washed away, but the sinner is still there. So we start again committing our sins. But here, once you immerse yourself in this, the sins are also gone, and the sinner is also gone. That's why we must immerse ourselves. Bhavata sattamaha. Bhavata become sattamaha. Sattama, noble, virtuous. So this is what noble people should do. Okay, next.
Vyakhya praniti chalamatra buddhehe mama paradham vibhudhakshamantam ambardhadehe deho bhagavanatasyat बालापराधात् पितृवत् प्रसन्नः. व्याख्या प्रणीति व्याख्या प्रणीति छलम अत्र अत्र हियर इन एक्सपाउंडिंग व्याख्या इन कमेंटिंग बुद्धेः छलम इफ देयर इज सम मिस्टेक्स इफ देयर इज समथिंग दैट Swayam Prakashiti is saying is something that I did, which is my mistake, which you feel is incorrect, then it is my mistake. So mama aparadham, my sin at that time, vibhudhaha kshamantam. O noble people, O great people, scholars, please you forgive me if I have caused any errors. And Bhagwan, who is this Bhagwan? Amba Artha Deha. So Amba Artha Deha, Shiva, Parameshwara. Ataha Prasannahasya. May he become pleased with me. So may Lord Shiva become pleased with me. Like how? Like Bala Aparadha Pitruvat. Like when the father, even though a child or a son makes a mistake, a father forgives, like that, may Lord Shiva also please forgive me. He's a Shiva Bhakta, that's why he says. Right? If you remember from the beginning, he started the invocation by Lord Shiva, right? So, Amba Gruhi Tavamartham. He asks forgiveness of Lord Shiva. Okay. Now, prostration to his Guru. Shri Kaivalyananda Yogindra Padam Padmadvandvaye Nisravan Moksha Sare Shuddhairham Sai Sevite Suprasannem Macheto Orthi Bhangalilam Vidhattam. Shri Kaivalyananda Yogindra Pada Padma Dvandve. So Dandve, the two feet, sorry, Padma Dandve, the two lotus feet of my Guru, who Kaivalyananda Yogindra, my Guru, from his feet, Nisravan, Moksha Sari, there his feet is flowing the sara, the essence of moksha. So at my Guru's feet lies the essence of moksha. And shuddhaihi hamsaihi. Hamsa, swan. Shuddha, white. White swan. Sevite suprasanni. When they enjoy, you know, when they take in that water, they become so blissful. Like that, matchetaha arthi vrungalilam vidhattam. My mind also, like the vrungalila, like the dance of the bees, may my mind also dance around, hover around the lotus feet of my Guru, where this knowledge of moksha is present, where the essence of moksha resides. And by that, I also become suprasanna. By that, I also become delighted. So may this knowledge of moksha also delight me. Further, Chidambodhi samagnam chittam gunanam satamalayam shuddha sattva pradhanam nirnam bodhayantam parabrahma tattvam shivananda yogi ramide sadaham. Again, worship to the guru Shivananda Yogindram Ide. So, Ide, I worship who? Shivananda Yogindram. Sadaam. All this. So, I always prostrate to Shivananda Yogindram. Who is this Shivananda Yogindram? Chit Ambodhi Sammagnam Sammagna Chittam. Whose chittam, whose mind is submerged, sammagnam, is submerged in the chit ambodhi, in the ocean of consciousness. So my guru, whose mind ever resides in this knowledge of self. Gunanam satamalayam. Alayam, the abode of sattva. So, not abode of sattva. One who is the abode of all the gunas. One who is the abode of all the gunas. One who has all the qualities. And all the qualities means, one who is compassionate, one who is loving, one who is knowledgeable. All these gunas that make a person eligible for moksha. Satam gunanam, so sat guna. Satam gunanam halayam shuddha sattva pradhanam. And one who is shuddha sattva, one who is predominant in the sattvic quality. Shuddha sattva pradhanam nrunam bodhayantam. And one who teaches bodhayantam, humans, meaning giving knowledge to the beings about what? Parabrahmatattva. About the nature of Brahman, the supreme reality. To that, Guru, I worship. So my Guru, his job is not simply to sit and do nothing, but he is engaged in this world to give this knowledge to anybody who is interested. Sarvagnya Chudamanimishwaranam Ishanamindi Varako Malangam Karunya Lavanya Sudha Samudram Shri Janaki Jani Maham Bhajami. Aham Bhajami. I worship. Whom do I worship? Shri Janaki Jani. Jani means husband of Janaki. So, Shri Ram. So, I worship Shri Ram. Who is this Shri Ram? So, Sarvagnya Chudamani. Chudamani, the crest jewel of all the knowledge. So, Sarvagnya. So, those who know all, Bhagavan Ramchandra ji is the crest jewel of all of them. Ishwaranam Ishanam. Ishanam, the Lord of all the Ishwaras, so the Lord of the Lords. And Indivara Komalangam. Indivara means blue, bluish. Komala, very soft. Angam, body. So his body, bluish complexion and very soft. And who is this Bhagavan? Karunya Lavanya Sudha Samudram. He's a Samudra. He's the ocean of Sudha. Sudha, nectar. But what kind of nectar is this? Compassionate and loving. Lavanya, loving, and Karunya, compassion. So one who is the ocean of all compassion and love, that Samudra I worship. That is my worship to Bhagavan Ramchandra ji. Okay. And finally, the last shloka. Mandasmitanandita bhakta jalam saundarya sandarpita vama bhagam Swananda Santrupta Amandahasa Sambam Bhaje Chandra Kalavatansam. Okay. Again, worship to Lord Shiva. Bhaje. Aham Bhaje. I worship. Who do I worship? Chandra Kalavatansam. One who is adorned by the crescent moon. Chandrakala, the crescent jewel, you can say like that. So one who is adorned by the crescent jewel, and along with Amba, meaning goddess Parvati. So mother, along with her, I worship. So obviously along with mother, meaning Lord Shiva is only who I'm worshiping, but along with Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati also. And now everything else is description of Lord Shiva. Mandasmitanandita bhakta jalam. Mandasmita, like a very, it's not laughing out loud, but that simple smile of Bhagwan, Anandita Bhakta Jalam. It pleases all the devotees of Bhagwan, Lord Shiva. Just that small smile of Bhagwan. And Saundarya Sandarpita Vama Bhagam. The left side of Bhagavan has been Sandarpita, has been offered to Saundarya, to Mother Parvati. So one who beautifies the left side of Bhagavan, such a beauty. So one way we can see is Ardhanarishwara also. So half mother and half Lord Shiva. But in this way, Bhagavan's nature and Swananda, one who is reveling in one's own self, one who is enjoying, deriving that joy from within. And santrupta, completely satisfied, fully content. Amandahasa, and also smiling in a very, very beautiful way, in a very pleasing way. Bhagavan is smiling. So to this Bhagavan, I worship. In this way, iti Shrimat Paramahamsam Padakamalam Bhrungayamanam Swayam Prakasha Akhyayati. This is the end of comment. So we finish Advaita Makaranda, and you know, there's all grace of Bhagavan and our Pujya Gurudev that we are able to complete the text. But we will chant the first shloka just so that we keep our studies going. See? Katakshya Kirana Chantam Naman Mohabdhaye Namaham Anantananda Krishnaya Jagan Mangala Murtaye. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. So, before we finish,